This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Friday, May 3rd, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. With several major mixed-use development projects under construction, officials in Michigan City are turning their attention to a site for the city's next big project. The city has issued a request for proposals from developers to purchase and develop an 8-acre site in the core of the city's downtown, located at the corner of 5th and Pine Streets. In the RFP, the city said it is seeking ideas that could have a mix of residential, retail, and restaurant space, as well as grocery, hospitality, and green space elements. The parcel is split into three properties, one of which includes the former Memorial Hospital site, and the RFP says the city is open to concepts that join the parcels in various configurations. The city is set to host a developer pre-proposal session on May 14th, where potential developers can tour the site area and receive additional details on the RFP. The City of Mitchell and the Lawrence County Redevelopment Commission broke ground Thursday on a new shell building designed to attract manufacturing jobs to the Mitchell Industrial Park. The $5.2 million building is being constructed on a 14-acre parcel as part of a joint venture between the city and the commission. The city contributed the land for the project, while the RDC is paying for the construction of the building using funds from a TIF district created for the $600 million Heidelberg Materials cement plant that opened in Mitchell last June. Construction on the facility is expected to be complete by December. Purdue University Northwest has selected Marie Mora as its provost and vice chancellor for academic affairs, the institution announced Wednesday. Mora is currently the deputy provost at the Metropolitan State University of Denver, where the college's president called her leadership invaluable. As the university's chief academic officer, she will oversee the 6 programmatic colleges and the academic programs, as well as international programs, retention, institutional effectiveness, and a research office. From the number one source for Indiana Business News, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the Indiana Economic Development Corporation invite you to the Engage Indiana series, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. With an unrelenting focus on growing Indiana's economy, we'll dive into each region's unique challenges and distinct opportunities for growth. 9 regions, one goal. Indiana's bold future starts here. Discover more and register at ibj.com/engage.
The Northeast Indiana Strategic Development Commission has awarded nearly $5 million toward an initiative to provide more accessible and affordable childcare in the region. Here's Gary Dick.
The funds will help support the Northeast Indiana Early Childhood Coalition's TriShare Plus model, providing financial aid to working families for child care services, that according to the commission. Under the model, child care expenses are evenly split among the state, employer, and family. The funds also will help support child care organizations by creating a shared service model for back office functions. The commission also awarded $110,000 to the Cuesta Education Foundation to expand its forgivable student loan program to persuade students from outside the area to attend college in the region and stay after graduation. The amount was a match toward a $500,000 donation from the Don Wood Foundation. Huntington Mayor Richard Strick, who chairs a committee that advanced the funding request to the commission, said the initiatives have the potential to yield generational returns for the region. The Northeast Indiana Strategic Development Commission was created by the Indiana General Assembly and funds its 5-year strategic plan to attract, retain, and develop talented workers and provide housing resources to develop the Northeast Indiana economy. This is Gary Dick for Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Columbus-based Cummins saw its revenue drop slightly in the first quarter, but its profit increased sharply because of one-time gains from the spinoff of its filtration business. In its first quarter financial report released Thursday, the manufacturer reported revenue of $8.4 billion, down 1% from $8.5 billion in the first quarter of 2023. Quarterly profit reached $2 billion, largely due to the spinoff of Tennessee-based Atmos Filtration Technologies into a standalone public company, which was completed in March. It took the form of a share exchange offer in which shareholders were offered the opportunity to exchange their shares of Cummins common stock for shares of Atmos. Agrinovis Indiana CEO Mitch Frazier is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.